Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Grab
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn.
I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan.
So
let
yeah.
it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, February the 27th, 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time repenting, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today my sisters, got a very important topic. Been an interesting day so far for me today. Been a little emotional, I guess you could say, for some personal or family reasons, but the show must go on. So today we want to talk about one of these things that actually kind of, as they say, low vibrational subject, but we're going to put a high vibrational spin on it. Why is it that 98% of the people die without fulfilling their dreams? Now that statistic alone is depressing. Again, we got to try to put a positive spin on it. That does leave 2%. So out of 100% of the people, for every 100 people that you know, two of them will fulfill their dreams in the areas of wealth health, wisdom, and relationship. The other 98 will not. The question is, why? That 98% of us will not fulfill our dreams or our goals. Now, that is, again, a staggering number. There are two principles that really, really stand out when you look at what makes the 2% successful and the other 98% non-successful. And we're going to look at these principles here in just a moment. But before we look at the solution, we've got to look at the problem, because everybody can talk about the problem, but very few people really understand the problem. So why don't people follow their dreams? That really is the question underneath why people don't fulfill their dreams. And so without addressing why don't we follow our dreams, we've got to get the first question is, why don't we even have a dream? So many people don't even have a dream or a goal. The word dream and goal is synonymous for me. Now, it used to be back in the day, everybody dreamed. Now, when I was a kid growing up, I didn't have a dream. Why? Because I wasn't in a position where I was allowed to dream, meaning that my environment, that my situation dictated to me the dream. The dream was find food, find place to stay. That was my dream. See, when you don't have the luxury or you can't afford the ability to even dream, it's easy to die without fulfilling the dream because you never even had one. So I never thought I would get past the age of 18. Then when 18 got here, I was like, I'd be dead before I get 21. Then 21 showed here. Man, maybe I'll make it 25. 25, okay, wow. I got lucky. If I see 30, it'd be a miracle. Came and went, and I was still here. And then I realized that whole survivor's mentality was the dream killer. So one of the main reasons that 98% of people die without fulfilling their dreams is because they're not allowed to dream. Don't believe me? Go to Chicago. Go to Atlanta. Go to Bronx. Go to any hood in America. I don't know about off the grid or off America, but go to any hood in America and you will find out, go talk to a little kid and look in their eyes. You don't see that sparkle in their eyes because fear, because of trauma, because of seeing somebody getting shot, because of wondering where are you going to get your next meal. I don't know if you know what it's like to go to sleep on an empty stomach every night. I got some personal experience on that one, homie. Not a good feeling. Because all you think about is food. You're not interested in whether you're going to be a fireman or a police officer, whether you're going to, you know, own this or that. Those dreams, those ideals, those thoughts that normal people have, you don't have those because you're not allowed to, because you're worried at the age of 5 how you're going to take care of yourself. Not a good feeling. You're not allowed to dream. The number one reason why most people die without fulfilling the dream, because they don't have a dream. And the reason, that's a good reason that they don't have a dream, not because they're lazy, not because of this, that, or the other, because their environment has dictated the dream to them. And the dream is, again, survival. So people that are not allowed to dream are people who have the dream given to them by their environment, by their culture. And the environment of the culture says, dude, you got to survive, man. You got to figure out how to feed your family. You got to figure out how to keep a roof over your head. You got to figure out how to keep clothes on your back. So if you spend all of your time trying to provide the basic necessities of life, you don't have time to dream. And a lot of people, I don't know what the statistics are, but there's a lot of people who don't, they can't afford to dream. They ain't got time to dream. They're too busy trying to survive. And so until we can actually create some cushion, until you got a little breathing room, until you can come up for a breath of fresh air, you can't afford to dream. So that is the number one reason why 98% of the people will die without fulfilling their dreams. And you may be in that first category. If you're not in that first category, then I'm pretty sure you may be in the second category. So the first category, the reason that you're going to die, not you personally, but most of us, again, 98 out of 100. There's only two. So if I got 100 people listening to today's show, which two are going to actually fulfill their dreams in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships, and which, what are the other 98 not going to fulfill it? Number one, survival. You can't dream. You can't afford. You don't have the luxury. You don't have the opportunity to dream. That is why you cannot fulfill your dream, because you don't have a dream. Now, I grew up like that, and it wasn't until probably about the age of 30 that I thought, hey, maybe I can plan. Because remember, as a kid, I didn't think I was going to live to get to C18. So I didn't plan. I had no dream. The only dream I had was, when my mother died at 13, find a place to stay, find something to eat, and steal some clothes. I wanted to play football. That kept me in school. And I had first period where I could take a shower, but I didn't have no clothes. So I had to go to Goodwill. I had to get some hand-me-downs. And then after school was over, during the summer when there was no school, I didn't have nowhere to eat. I didn't have no food. So I had to go to the local grocery store and I had to steal some food. And then I didn't have nowhere to stay. And so I bounced around from house to house. So while everybody else was planning about going to college, everybody else was planning about this, that, and the other, when I was from the age of 13, 18, I was trying to figure out where the hell I was going to sleep, what I was going to eat, and what I was going to wear. So I didn't have a dream. And I was dodging bullets, stealing other people's stuff, and people don't care the fact that you're stealing it for a good reason. They still try to put a bullet in your head when you run into their garage in the middle of the night and try to steal stuff like I was doing. They didn't care. They saw black kids stealing stuff. And they wanted to end my life. So I didn't have no dream, brother. I didn't have no dream, sister. When I turned 18, it was a miracle. It was a freaking miracle that I wasn't dead and I wasn't in prison. I couldn't believe it. And so then after I graduated from school, I was like, oh, shizness, what am I going to do now? Because I was supposed to be dead. I cheated death. So, of course, I didn't have no dream. So I was like, I can't go to college. Oh, the job I had, Wendy's offered me a job, flipping burgers. I worked at Wendy's for 2 weeks, and I was like, yeah, I don't know. So I went down to see the military recruiter. Guy didn't score high enough on an ASVAB to go into any of the higher branches, if you want to use that term, like the Air Force. So I barely got into the Marine Corps, barely, maybe by like 2 points. So I didn't have too many options, brothers. So the reason why 98%, or the reason why a lot of people die without fulfilling their dreams, is because they can't afford the luxury of a dream. Dreaming is not an option in the hood, at least where I came from. And then we got another big reason why. Why people don't fulfill their dreams. Oh, there's a plethora of reasons. I'm just going to name the big three. Number one, survival. You can't dream because you're too busy on the treadmill of life trying to survive. You're just trying to pay your bills, trying to keep a roof over your head. That is the number one reason why people will die without fulfilling their dream, because they don't even got a dream. Number two, and this one is just as big as the other one, fear. See, this is a big one. Not just because dreaming is scary, but because a lot of people don't have the courage to face their fears. See, most people like me live in denial. Now, like I told you guys, today is a emotional day for me, not because of anything to do with this. Really, to be honest with you guys, I do my family, specifically my daughter. It's just really tough as a father sometimes, because you want to do so much for your children, And you would hope that both parents, who any parent that has a child, now I grew up with really no parents, so I definitely can relate. That's, I think, why it's a little bit emotional for me. And then when you add the fact that, number one, I just barely got out of survival mode. I'm in trying to get out of fear mode. That's why I'm doing the Claronomics class, because I'm not reading it from the book. I'm in it right now, today. So are you. Now, you may lie to yourself like I've been doing. I'm pretty good at it. But see, fear, this is how you know. Yeah. This is how you know that you ain't slaughtered or slayed that demon. All you got to do is one thing, brothers and sisters. Take a step in the direction of your goal. Watch what happens. Now, right now, you're taking the steps in the direction of somebody else's goal because you got a job. That's fulfilling somebody else's dream. It's easy to do that because that doesn't require anything of you, brother. It doesn't require anything of you to fulfill somebody else's dream because, again, it's somebody else's dream. It doesn't touch your when you are fulfilling somebody else's dream. When you're part of some other company, when you have a multi-level marketing company that you're selling their products, nothing wrong with that. Don't get it twisted. But you won't have no fear in that area because if it doesn't work, it's not your baby. But see, I'm talking about your dream. I'm talking about your dear career. I'm talking about your destiny. See, something happens when you have to actually put your time and your energy and your effort into your dream. Because if it fails, it's your fault. Nobody else's. See, it's easy to blame if you're part of a multi-level marketing company and their product don't sell. Hey, their product sucks. It obviously wasn't my fault, brother. It wasn't my fault. I put in the effort. I worked the plan. The product did not sell. So I'm going to go home and sleep well tonight. But when you develop the product, when you put all your time and all your energy and all your effort, and you do your product launch and you do your marketing and you go out and you put X amount of dollars into it and it flops, and then you look around, like, see, I'm a one-man show. So if I write a book, and I promote that book, and that book doesn't sell, who am I going to pay? The publisher? You? Nah, bruh. Nah, that's not how it works, sis. Every day I wake up, and if I don't make a sale, if I don't sell a book, if my Claronomics program doesn't work, who do I blame? See, fear, it takes courage to face your fears. It takes cojones to feel your fear and do it anyway. You see, brothers and sisters, this is where the rubber meets the road, and this is the second reason. Number one, remember, survival. You ain't got no dream, so you can't fulfill it. Second reason, fear. So you want to do something, but every time you get ready to do something, your hands get sweaty, you come up with a reason why, and you talk yourself out of it. See, even if you're not consciously aware, on some level you know more about what you're not doing and why you're not doing it. So you know that there are priorities. So you got a reason, you got a plan, and you get ready to do. Now, that reason, again, for your dream, you got a good reason for it. And you got a plan, because we've been talking about it for 2 months. So you got your reason and you got your plan, and you still can't develop what is called or get past what is called inertia. You see, inertia is one of those things that is really fear. See, inertia is the circumstances that keeps you underprivileged. Inertia, the inability to exert effort, is the ability to keep you from becoming successful. See, for many of us, if not all of us, if you really examine your life, when we look at the people that are highly successful and highly accomplished, that 2% that do make it, they have this ability to overcome this inertia. See, I've seen a lot of people who have a great reason and they got a great plan, like me, but they still go down the wrong path. They still make bad choices. That's called inertia. See, inertia hides because you know what to do. You got a reason. You got a plan. But because of this thing that we've been talking about for 2 months, this core imprint that says you can't do it, and it's a negative habit pattern, it is a limiting belief. And so what that does is that you know what you should do, but you don't do it. So you take bad advice from yourself. See, the truth is we don't do what we should do. See, not everybody listens to people outside of themselves. See, fear has a way of manifesting itself in different areas. Fear is interesting because fear allows you to choose to listen to bad advice from yourself, not nobody else. See, fear, as I've said before, the way that you move and push past fear is you list all the positives of moving in the direction of your goal, and then you list all of the negatives of staying where you're at. Now, you got three options today. Number one, stand still, do nothing, dog paddle, stay afloat. You will buy yourself time. But eventually, you're going to go to number two. You're going to sink. You're going to drown. Or you would do number three. You're going to swim. So right now, you can stay afloat. You can sink or drown, do nothing. Or you can start swimming. You can leave. You can actually move in the direction of your goal. Those are the only three options you got. Now, if I'm a betting man, now remember, 98 out of 100 people will do this. 98 out of 100 people, are they on a dog paddle? They're going to stay where they're at. They're going to buy time. They know they should start swimming, but they rather dog paddle and stay in the unknown instead of swim in the direction of the unknown, of the known, instead of swimming in the direction of the unknown. Unknown means you got to go, but you ain't 100% sure, brother. You're not 100% sure, sister, that your goal is going to be accomplished. See, I got a goal. But am I 100% sure that I'm going to reach my goal? Now, I'm telling myself, damn Skippy, brother, I'm 100% sure. But I still got that little demon. I still got a little voice in my head that says, stop playing, Negro. Stop playing. You know you ain't going to make it. Stop blowing smoke up your own butt. But see, I override that little voice in my head with a bigger voice. But that little voice is still there. And it's not until I get that check in my hand. It's not until, again, I get that 25th client. It's not until that I reach out, I accomplish my goal, that I can tell that little voice, yeah, and I can give that voice to you, homie. But up until that date, there's still that little bit of uncertainty. See, that's called fear. That's what, 90%? 90%? That's crazy. Only two people out of 100 will fulfill their dreams in the area of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. Everybody else, they're going to take their dream to their grave. Now, the cost, the admission for success is extremely high. See, you don't get to realize biggest dreams and goals in life. They just don't lay down for you. So you got to pay. They're not free. And see, the problem is that most people don't realize that the price of admission to be a part of the 2% club, really it's 1%, but you know, hey, they use that fuzzy math on this study, and they say that 2% really is 1%, 1 out of 100. But you know what? We're going to fudge the math a little bit to make this message a little bit on a more of a higher vibrational level. So now we're going to allow two people in instead of one. So two people will be successful out of 100. Two. Wow. Now remember before it was 9 out of 10 was going down in flames. 99 out of 100 was going down in flames. Now, the question is, again, we're talking about the number one reason why is that most people, 98%, will die without fulfilling their dreams. Number one reason, they don't even have a dream. Now, if you don't believe me, just do an unofficial survey and walk up to somebody and ask them, what is your dream? And look at the dumbfounded look on their face. I guarantee you, if you're at work and you're on your lunch break and you see somebody in the lunchroom say, "Hey, man, what's your dream in life? What did you want to be when you was a kid?" And he's like, "Oh, man, shit, I forgot, dude. Why are you asking me that, man?" People don't like to think about that. It hurts their brain. So why do 9 out of 10 people never live their dreams? 9 out of 10. Okay, let's do the fuzzy math. 8 out of 10. So 98% of the people don't live their dreams. Why? What is fear? This is fear. Fear is, I don't know how. That's a statement that's the underlying statement. Somebody said, "Okay, I said, "Hey, man, you got a dream?" "Yes, dude, I got a dream. I want to build a online business that grosses over, you know, worldwide internet-based business that produces a product that provides a service that solves problems for people around the globe." "Oh, man, that's great. Okay, how are you going to do that?" "Oh, I don't know." So they got a reason, or they got a dream, but they ain't got no reason and they ain't got no plan. Number two, now this is fear. This is 7 ways that fear hides. Number two, I don't have no time, bro. I don't have spare time, man. My life is busy, man. I'm on the treadmill of life. I'm too busy. I did the show already. I am too busy earning a living to actually fulfill a destiny. Stop bothering me, man. I ain't got time to actually fulfill my destiny. I'm too busy earning a living. Because you got to earn a living instead of being and fulfilling a destiny. So number two, fear hides in busyness, but it's not effectiveness. Oh, you busy? Man, you busy. You working 2 jobs, but are you effective? Not in the area of your dream. Number three, man, I needed yesterday. No patience. See, fear hides in impatience. If you got this microwave mentality like me, this is what you're saying to yourself right now. "Hey, Brother Will, I won't do your program, dog, but it's a year long, man. I ain't got time, dude. I need a fast track, bro. You got a 30, I've had somebody tell me this. Dude, you ain't got no 30-day program? So you're going to get rid of all your demons in 30 days? Dude, you can't even freaking name them all in 30 days. How you know you're going to get rid of them?" So that's fear. See, fear says, "Dude, I ain't got time, man. I'm too busy, dog, to be worried about what you're talking about. Kalenomics. What the hell that means anyway? I need a fast-track microwave mentality program, brother. You got one of those? Sorry, man, I'm all out." See, fear also hides itself in this way. Fear of failure. Fear of fear. This is a good one right here. I like this one. See, the reason that 98% of people are going to die their dream in their pocket is they are afraid to fail. See, I can't give you 100% of my time, my energy, and my money, Brother Will, because I'm afraid that your program ain't going to work. So you got fear of fear. Crazy things are sliced bread. So I can't afford, you know what, I'm not going to be because I don't know. Therefore, I'm not going to invest. So you are afraid of being afraid. So fear of failure, brothers and sisters, is the 4th way that fear hides inside of fear. What about fear of rejection? Do you know that rejection is the hardest thing to deal with and to overcome in any area? So since we are afraid, now again, we're all talking about one word, fear, but fear manifests itself in these 7 areas. Number one, I don't know. I don't know how. That's another word saying that I'm afraid. Number two, I ain't got no time. That's another way of saying I'm afraid. Number three, man, I'm not patient. I need something done fast because then my bills are coming. I need a quick fix. That's another way of saying I'm afraid. Number four, man, I'm afraid to be afraid. That's another way of saying I'm afraid. Number five, fear of rejection. Dude, I will do your program, man, but, man, every time if I write a book, who's going to buy it? If I go up there, you tell me that, hey, well, in order for me to earn the $5,000 to be a part of your program, simply just, you know, sell one of your programs. Well, I'm afraid that if I offer your book and your service to other people, they're going to reject your book and your service. Therefore, they are rejecting me. That's just fear of rejection. That's fear. Number six, I don't have enough money, dog. That's fear. See, another way of saying I'm afraid is I don't have any money. See, the only difference between having money and not having money is a state of mind. Now, I tell people this all the time. They say, no, bro, that's not true. I am living proof, brothers and sisters. Having no money is not that you need money. See, money will only expose itself to you to the degree that you invest itself in it. Meaning, people, money only comes to people who have money. So the key to receiving money is to have money. Let me say that again. Key to making money is to have money. Let me say that again. The key to making money is to have money. Mental money. Money. What does that mean? The key to having anything in life is to already have it. The Bible says to him that has more shall be given. So if you want more money, have money. But Brother Will, how do I have money? Now, the money I'm talking about is called currency. So how do you get a currency? It's called a thought. How do you get one of those? You write down on a piece of paper, I have money. And then just put that thought in your brain. And the fact that you have money draws money. See, the way that I lose weight, every time I get ready to lose weight, this is what I do. I say that I am, and whatever my weight goal is, I put the thought in my head, the desire follows the thought. And the plan follows the desire. So to him that have the thought, they have the manifestation. So to him that don't have the thought, the little thought that they do have is taken from them. So the fact that you don't think, now I guarantee you, if you think you don't have enough money to invest in my program, you don't. Guarantee. Because you told yourself that. People have told me, Brother Will, I would join your program, but I don't have enough money. Mwah! Kiss of death right there. You just kissed the money that you did have. God took that from you. So God said, I'm going to take the money, the little bit that you do have. If you think that you can serve me and not have no money, that means you don't know me. You don't know me. Because the I don't know, man. I'm trying to get excited. See, the God that I serve, he said he reigns on the just and the unjust. See, the God that I serve, he told me this. He said, I've never, ever, ever, ever seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. That's the God that I serve. Therefore, I know I'm righteous. Therefore, you will never, ever, ever, ever see me forsaken or see me begging bread. From the time that I was a little knucklehead up until now, I've never been forsaken, and I've never been begging bread. I've been homeless. I've been this. I've been that. But I've always been taken care of, and I ain't never, ever not had no need. Why? Because that's the word. And God honors his word above his own name. So you mean to tell me you're going to go before God and you're going to tell God, God, I don't have, when God said, hold up, time out. Let me go back and read the Constitution. The Constitution says, I have given you everything that you need for life and godliness. So this part of your life, yes. This part of godliness, yes, so you got it. Where's it at? I don't know what you did with it, but I gave it to you. So you can't see it. Don't say you don't got it. Because the moment that you say, I don't have, poof, the little you do have is gone. That's why 98% of the people die without fulfilling their dream, because they think they don't got a dream. I used to think that. Now, guess what? I got a dream. And I had the dream when I was freaking born. Where was it at? When I was walking down the streets of Richmond when I was 13 after my mama died, I didn't have no dream. Did it just osmosically appear, you know, later? No, the dream was there. What did I have? Exactly what the, again, what does the Constitution say? My people perish for lack of knowledge. When I was 13, what did I have? Lack of knowledge. I had no purpose, brother. I had no purpose, sister. Now, the purpose I got now, I had it when I was 13, but I was unaware of it. It's called the word ignorance. That means ignoring. So the money, that the $1 million that I will be receiving, I've always had it. I just couldn't see it. Now I'm going to change my perspective. I'm going to change my vision. And wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships, that's already here, I can see it. I'm ignorant of it, brother. Make sure you know the difference. Never, ever go to God with a gimme, gimme, gimme spirit. That is the kiss of death universally. Because as I said before, never pray to God. Always pray as God recognizes himself. Because that's the only thing that exists. Everything is inside of God. You are a blood vessel, one of a plethora. And if you don't understand your role, you're a cancer cell. That means that you have lost communication with the other cells in the body. Therefore, you're just bumping in the other cells, causing cellular damage. Now, free radicals inside the body, it's weird to see a cell underneath a microscope. That's a free radical. Or to see a cancer cell. Because what it does, it vibrates on a frequency that's different than the other cells, and it's bumping into other cells, and it's like running around like you don't know what to do. And all the other cells are like, what the hell's wrong with him? And so the other cells kind of back away from him because they're like, this fool lost his mind because he's not communicating with the other cells. So a cancer cell is a rogue cell. It's a cell that lost the ability to communicate with the host. That's you, ignorant of its purpose. So any cell inside the body that doesn't know its purpose, it just creates up stuff. It does its own thing. So the purpose of a thing, again, comes from the source of the creator of the thing. So 98% of the people on the planet will die without understanding their purpose. But it's masked as fear. So remember, brothers and sisters, when you say, I don't have enough money, that's another way of saying, I'm afraid. That's just fear. Now, we still got a problem. We still got the third piece of the puzzle. The smoking gun. 98% of people die without fulfilling their dreams. This is the most depressing fact that I've ever encountered in my entire life. And the reason that is the most depressing, it just lets the air out of my balloon, put it this way. And it's one of those facts that most people find it impossible to agree with. I remember one of my clients who told me, Brother Will, I don't know why you say stuff like that. He was very upset, very angry with me. Because he says that, man, I don't know why you would say that. Well, brother, it's the same way of looking up at the sky and saying that it's blue. I speak the truth. I speak facts. Now, your job is to make sure that you want the 2, not the 98. Don't worry about the 98. Just understand why 98% of them don't make it and don't be one of the 98. That's what I'm going to do. See, the day that I really understood why I didn't achieve and I wasn't achieving my dreams was the day that my life started to move in the right direction of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship, and it's been moving in the right direction every day since then. Now, the most important day of my life was and is the day when I woke up, and that was about 60 days ago, as I've been saying, when I found my authentic voice. Now, what happened 60 days ago? Number one, I got out of my survival mentality. I stopped trying. I stopped focusing on making enough money just to pay my bills. See, I was living too close to the edge. I was surviving. I wasn't thriving. I was being tolerated, and I wasn't being elevated. So 60 days ago, bam, light bulb came on. Ball bat, spiritual baseball bat upside the head. Fire! Wake up, Negro. And I woke up. Then I dealt with the survival mode. Now I'm dealing with number 2, fear. I'm not out of the wagon yet, brothers. Not out of the wagon yet, since I'm almost at the finish line, but yeah. So what's the problem, Brother Will? What is the problem? See, the cost of admission is extremely high. See, you don't get to realize your goals in life, not the ones I'm talking about, not the big ones, not the areas of wealth, real health, wisdom, relationship, real relationships. See, you don't get to realize those goals unless you get past number 3. This is where I'm at. Where you at? Number 3. Why 98% of the people die without fulfilling their dreams? Your family. Your family and your loved ones. And you see, brothers and sisters, let me be real. This is why you can't make it, unfortunately. As I've been saying, if you've been listening, I've been saying it a lot. I wanted and want to be liked by my family and my friends more than I wanted to fulfill my dream. So do you. Now, this is a tough one because you got a choice to make today, brothers, sisters. It's a tough one. I know. Trust me. I'm in it with you, too. I wish I could say that I was on the other side. The admission to be in a 2% club is a high because you are going to disappoint. You're going to extremely disappoint because to fulfill your dream, you got to unfulfill somebody else's. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, because people misconstrue that and say, well, but Will, what are you saying, dog? Come on, man. What are you saying, brother? You see, I remember going through life and not having that close-knit family. One of the things that I wanted and why I had children so early was I said to myself, man, when I had kids, I'm going to be a better father than my father. I want a family. So, man, my first marriage, still, my wife was always pregnant. We had 5 kids of our own, raised 13 kids altogether. 13. And whatever the other number is, 7, 8, whatever, other people's kids. Just taking people in. Why? I wanted to be loved. Was I successful? No. Was I loved? Yes. Why is 98% of people, why do 98% of people die without fulfilling their dreams? Everybody want to be connected. Everybody want to be loved. Everybody want to be valued. Everybody want to be respected. Fortunately, if you have those things, you can't fulfill your dream. Now, you should be asking the question, the million-dollar question is, why, brother? I know a lot of people who are loved, valued, and respected, and living their dream. They're living their best life now, according to Joel Osteen. Really? Let me be real. Because, you know, I don't know. I know, like, most people like me, they don't be real. They're not part of the authentic club. See, as a prior member, as a former member of the 98% club, my entire life, all my life I've been a part of the 98% club. And I would always look at the 2% club. And I always said, man, I want to be in the 2% club. And God was like, you really? You do? I'm like, yes, sir. Sign me up for that program. He's like, oh, are you sure? Yes, sir. Now, man, I don't know. Do I really want to be a part of the 2% club? Do you really want to be wealthy, healthy, wise, and great with yourself? Really? Now, don't do like I did. The Bible says, what man goes to battle without first counting the cost? See, I didn't count the cost, brother. I didn't count the cost, sister. I just signed up for the program because I said, yes, I want to be wealthy. I never asked the wealthy, the 2%, hey, what's the price of admission to be wealthy? I never asked that question. I just said, I'm willing to pay for it, brother. Yes. Come hell or high water, man, I'm in it to win it. Really. Well, I'm in it now. You see, brothers and sisters, it's actually very, very good to be in a part of the 98% club. Because you get love. You get value. You get respect. You tolerate it. And it's not really elevated, but you tolerate it. I mean, it's cool. I mean, hey, you can't have your cake and eat it too. See, if you want to become a part of the 2%, you need to possess something that the 98% club don't possess. See, to be a part of the 98% club, you don't need no special skill. You don't need no self-mastery. You don't need a deal to deal. You don't need no destiny. You don't need clarity. You don't need focus. You don't need discipline. You don't need order. You don't need a reason. You don't need a plan. You don't need none of that stuff. To be a part of the 98% club is pretty easy. It don't require too much. It's kind of, you know, as long as you can do that, you're good. You got a pulse, bam, you're part of the 98% club. But to be a part of the 2% club, it requires you to do something called dedication. See, the 2% club requires something called crystal focus, crystallized. I mean, it got to be crystal clear, clarity. It requires it. It's not an option. See, if you want to change your destiny and truly make life do your bidding, so to speak, in other words, be a part of the 2% club, the basic principle is for you to realize that this is how I am designed. You know, for 2 months since I started, really 3 months, you have to become obsessed with achieving your goal. Your conscious mind must become specialized in one subject. It is the only specialization that you bring to the marketplace. That is your premium content. See, you don't do it like I did when I came out. I was a jack of all trades, master of none. I started off with wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. Now, I'm a specialist. I do one thing. Replace limited beliefs with empowering ones. That's all I do. Every day, all day, 24/7, 365. See, brothers and sisters, thought I was this, I thought I was that. I was in the area, you know, I had my wealth course. Had my frequent intense training course dealing with fitness and nutrition, theocentric nutrition. I had my wisdom stuff, spiritual power, prayer, obedience to the word, empathy, relationships with others, power, spiritual power, focusing on claironomics, household management of the soul. Had my relationship book, Life After Infidelity, How to Have a Powerful, Successful Relationship. I was doing great, but I was still a part of the 98% club because I had no premium content. I didn't take the time to create what is called a definite chief aim, a goal. You see, the 98%, they don't have this. The 98%, they choose their destiny. See the 2%? The two people that actually fulfill their dreams in their life, they don't have a gimmick. They don't have a marketing campaign. They don't have a feel-good message. What they stumbled upon, knowingly or unknowingly, and what they chose knowingly or unknowingly, and what they lost, more importantly, knowingly or unknowingly, is they lost their survival mechanism. They don't have the reptile brain, meaning they don't, when they get into a situation, their amygdala and the hypothalamus is not activated. Cortisol and adrenaline or adrenochrome is not released in their body. Tunnel vision. They don't operate in the three F's, fun, fighting, and effing. When the shizness hits the fan, the 2%, they don't crack jokes. They don't get pissed off and try to fight. And they don't go home and try to procreate. The 2%, they're not in survival mode. The 2% spend their life having fun, fighting, and effing. No, the 2% don't do that. And the 2%, they don't manifest fear in the seven areas that we discussed earlier. Primarily, they don't say, I don't know how to do this. They don't say, I'm too busy. They don't say, hey, you got a short pen? I need a shortcut. They don't have fear of rejection. They don't say, I don't have enough money, and they are not interested, nor do they care. As hard as this may sound, and I don't know, care, let me rephrase that. Maybe care is not the right word, because I would say that they do care. So I care. I would say this. I would say that now, as a card-carrying member of the 2% Club, that I honor the Creator more than His creation. I would say that. I would say that I've gotten to the place where my calling is more important than my belly. I would say that. I would say, as a card-carrying member of the 2% Club, that the only way to fulfill your dream is to realize that, unfortunately, brothers, sisters, you're going to disappoint your family and your loved ones. Because not everybody is going to agree with your theory. See, I lost a lot of family and friends when I said that I really don't think a Jewish rabbi that's in the Middle East would have a German or a Greek name. I really don't think that. I really don't think that a letter that didn't exist at the time that he existed would magically exist only for him during that time period. I really don't think that. Blasphemy. Off with his head. Family, friends, loved ones, gone. So to get them back, hey, Jesus is his name, brothers and sisters. Why? Hey, I want to be loved more than I want to do the will of God. Put that Negro in the 98% Club. Stay in the 98% Club, brothers and sisters, until you get to the day or the point when you can do that. That day probably will not come for 98 out of 100 people listening to this message can't do these three things. Number one, you can't get out of survival mode. Can't. Why? The system have you stuck on the treadmill of life. You too busy making a living to create a destiny or to fulfill your dream. Too busy. Program, homie, I'm working. I understand, bro. No problem. Second thing, fear. Doc, I would love to be a part of your program, homie, but you don't understand, dude. I'm battling like real demons, man. This is not a game. Really, brother? What's going on? Dude, I don't know what to do. Fear. Man, I ain't got no time. Fear. Dude, I need a faster plan. Fear. You don't understand, man. I would do it, but how do I know? I need a guarantee that your program works. You got 100% guarantee? Fear. Man, I would do your program, dog, but I don't know, man. If I'm going to offer your program to get the money to join the program, and if I offer somebody your book, which is for free, they might reject their free book. Fear. Oh, Doc, I will be a part of the program, homie, but I don't got enough money. Fear. But it's okay. I've been there, done that, too. I'm not talking at you. I'm talking this with you. Because even if you look up by the grace of God and you can pass your survival mechanism and you're not interested in being the funny guy no more, you got serious. You're not interested in fighting everybody that don't agree with you. Somebody posts something on your Facebook page. Yeah, you're a Negro. Meet me in the parking lot. One day you get past that. Maybe not today, but one day you're going to get past one and fight everybody. Then once you get past that, then you're interested. You're going to stop trying to hump everybody. Everybody that put a like on your Facebook page, they're not interested in sleeping with your brother. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Just because a female likes your shizness on Facebook doesn't mean she's going to take the drawers off. I'm just saying. One day you get past that point, but maybe not today, but one day. But you can't be successful until you get past that point. Until you get past the point of wanting to crack jokes. Until you get past the point of wanting to fight everybody. Until you get past the point of wanting to freaking sleep with everybody. Then you can, the two big demons are going to be waiting for you down the road. You got to get the little demons first. But once you get past survival mechanism, once you get past the whole, you know, oh, man, how am I going to do this, you know, life, once you get past the three elves, fun, fighting, and epic, then you come to the big elf family. See, the family is a familiar spirit. It's called familiar because it's the family liar. Because it's the family going to say, well, brother, we love you, brother. But if you teach that, I'm sorry, but we can't be a part of the group. What would your ancestors think? You wasn't raised like that, brother. And you don't think, you know what? They're right. I wasn't raised like that. What am I thinking? Family and loved ones. That's why you cannot fulfill your dream. Because guess what? They're going to turn their back on you. If they haven't already. Because if you've been listening to me for any time, they probably already have. But just in case, you got to always be prepared. That is the reason for today's message. That is the reason that I do everything that I do, is to prepare you. So when they show up, you're not like, whoa, what is this? See, I'm sharing with you. This message is for me because this is what I'm going through. And guess what? There's only one ticket to be a part of the 2%. And to be a part of that 2% club, you got to go past the demon called survival mode. To be a part of that 2% club, you got to go past that demon called the three elves, aka the big one, fear. And then right before they let you in to that 2% club, you got to get past your family and your loved ones. If you can do that, my brothers and sisters, if you can do that, you'll be a part of the 2% club. However, not looking good. But if again, out of 100, only two going to make it. Are you one of those two? My brothers, my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the sun bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the Son of Paul, one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue. Bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Fail. On the verge of insanity, if just the system fails, God is screaming at humanity and sends them to a cell. acting like a dreamer in a spell. And that's beside the fact that they've been feeding us these tales. While they locking up our brothers and they beating them in jail. I don't know what you've been saying, but my vision is to fail. Cause this dreaming is the reason I ain't breathing with this hell. They said I wanna go and run and gunning with the team. They come up with a ghetto getting money grubbing scheme. I know it's just a dream, cause brothers gotta wake up. It's all about the presentation when you about to take stuff. Delusions, dreams, it really doesn't matter. You better get your energy and put it in the ladder. Life is just a chance for you to show what you made out of. Life is just a chance for you to
what?
Show.
Oh,
but you can't.
Huh?
Cause you're still dreaming, man.
Still dreaming.